Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your appointment as chairman and pledge our full support. I'm confident that under your able leadership, we can move forward and agree upon meaningful outcome to the review conference. Mr. Chairman, Germany aligns itself with a statement to be delivered on behalf of the European Union later on. However, I would like to highlight and share a few reflections of importance to Germany. 2016 is an important year for the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. The review conference can set the course for future activities and a more effective implementation of the convention at national and international level. It is yet again a unique opportunity to reflect and agree upon ways and means to make the convention work. This is our joint responsibility. First, there's the need to further increase the membership of the convention and to make a joint effort to convince states not party of its benefits. This can only be achieved if the convention is perceived as a meaningful security policy instrument. Second, the question of developments in the field of biotechnology and the potential risks that terrorists might consider abusing of highly toxic and infectious biological agents are challenges which need to be tackled without delay. Therefore, standstill is not an option for the BTWC process. We need to make full use of the 8th review conference in order to achieve further progress. We should overcome differences in the common interest of a more effective implementation of the convention. In this context, it is in our view crucial that NGOs, experts, and scientists will have the opportunity to participate in the upcoming review conference, as has been established practice at all previous review conferences. In our view, twofold efforts are necessary in order to ensure that the BTWC remains a dynamic and effective instrument for preventing the abuse of biological weapons. First, structural changes are an issue. The current intersessional process lacks timely and effective decision-making procedures. Existing structures and institutions require reinforcement. Without an appropriate and carefully defined degree of decision-making authority for the meeting of states parties, we will not be able to foster a more effective implementation over the next 5 years. The annual meeting of experts should be adapted into a format that is capable of reacting to rapid and complex developments in the life sciences in order to make useful recommendations to states parties. We need to ensure that the ISU's mandates, resources, and staffing correspond appropriately to any decision we might all wish to agree upon in the intersessional process. To achieve progress in key BTWC areas, we support the principle of establishing working groups as has been proposed by a number of states. Topics for these working groups could include confidence building and transparency measures, national implementation and compliance, the strengthening of investigation capacities and assistance, science and technology, Article 7 and 10, and last but not least, efforts to promote the universality of the BTWC. Second, discussing the establishment of working groups reinforces the fact that there's a clear link between effective structures and progress on substance. There are a number of substantive issues on which Germany intends to make a contribution. Firstly, Germany attaches particular importance to national implementation, including confidence-building measures as an instrument for enhancing transparency and demonstrating compliance with the convention. We therefore support measures aimed at increasing the quantity, quality, and relevance of all CBMs. We place great emphasis on making the CBM process as effective as possible, and we hope that progress can be achieved at the forthcoming review conference. Secondly, in order to strengthen confidence in the implementation of the BTWC, Germany supports further development of the peer review process, building on activities undertaken to date. In this regard, Germany intends to invite all BTWC member states to a compliance visit in August 2016. A defense research facility dealing with pathogens relevant to the BTWC shall serve as a model facility to be visited. We are looking forward to be able to send the invitations to all member states within the next days. Germany will be grateful to receive many replies by member states. Germany is fully aware that such a visit and the continuation of the peer review process cannot and should not be a replacement for full-fledged verification. However, we are convinced that it can serve as a useful tool until such verification may be achieved. Thirdly, Germany will make further efforts to strengthen the UN Secretary General's mechanism. We welcome the encouragement of close cooperation amongst laboratories and specialists and efforts to enhance the exchange of best practices and lessons learned. We also advocate strengthening UNODA's role in steering and coordinating activities in this area and encourage other delegations to do the same. We're looking forward to active and constructive discussions on these important issues during the preparatory phase. I am firmly convinced that close cooperation, a frank and constructive exchange of views, and a spirit of compromise will enable us to take this very important convention forward. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.